Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UK doctoral student Bernadette Mock, she goes by Bernie, has compiled a list of attractive trees and shrubs that do well here in various landscapes and which are big bee attractors.
I wanted a very practical project for my graduate research, something where we could really do some good for the local environment. In this list, we've got trees and shrubs that are common within the Ohio River Valley region that are attractive to bees and are really sometimes very pretty landscape plants.
We'll have the website location for that list in a minute, but I talked her into naming a few of those at the top of her list.
One of my favorites is Hypericum frondosum. It's also called St. John's wort. It is native, and it is a really neat-looking plant. Dark blue, green, glossy leaves, and these really wild-looking, bright buttercup yellow flowers.
That one is bush-like and blooms midsummer. Another is more tree-like and a very early bloomer, and one that many of you may recognize, the eastern redbud.
It's a smaller tree. It's got these really lovely purple, pinkish blooms, and it's pretty much one of the first things that really, really starts blooming in the early season. So it's a very valuable early season plant at a time when not a lot of other things are blooming and providing nectar and pollen.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Yours truly is not really gifted in the cyber world, but did find that new bee tree list doing an online search for UK entomology, and at that homepage it was prominently listed. And Bernie Mock has another bee tree recommendation that might work for you.
One of the late season standouts that we really like is Seven Suns tree flower. It's kind of got a clunky name, but it is a really, really nice, again, another small tree, blooms white really late in the seasons. Last year we saw it start in September, and it was still putting out a couple of blooms all the way into November. And it really can extend the season of nectar and pollen for bees, which is really, really important.
Some of these varieties, being native species, might be easier to find at your mom-and-pop locally based plant providers. So for your landscape and the bees, check out the UK Bee Tree List. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.